There'll be no princely party. Instead, Harry, who's third in line to the British throne, says he'll be spending his 21st birthday on training exercises at the Sandhurst Military Academy.
I will be in a ditch somewhere, and I have 29 other guys to celebrate my birthday with, probably silence. So, be happy birthday, or something like that.
Not that he minds. Prince Harry says he loves his new army life.
There's something about me, I do enjoy running down a ditch full of mud, fine, but it's the way I am, I love it.
The youngest son of Prince Charles and the late Diana, Princess of Wales, says even as a child he wanted to be a soldier. Now he's in the army, he doesn't want special treatment because he's a prince.
The last thing I want to do is have my soldiers sent away to Iraq or wherever like that, and for me to be held back home twiddling my thumbs.
As he prepares for a career on the front line, Prince Harry is already battling another kind of war with the tabloid media that paints him as a partying wild child.
I'd love to do a column in the newspaper, you know, article, right, this is what happened last night. No, this is what happened.
He jokes about setting the record straight, but Harry says he does find it hard being in the spotlight.
I don't think it's really a case of dealing with it. I don't know if you can deal with it, you just get on with it.
Growing into his royal role with the support of his older brother, Prince William.
It's amazing how close we've become, you know. I mean, ever since our mother died, obviously we were close. But he is the one person on this earth who I can actually really, you know, we can talk about anything.
He and his brother recently got a new stepmother, Camilla Parker Bowles, now the Duchess of Cornwall. A second marriage that not all in Britain support.
Camilla is Camilla, my father's my father. Happier.
But despite some public opposition to the marriage, the new Duchess has the young prince's support.
She's made our father very, very happy, which is the most important thing. William and I love her to bits.
Robin Curnow, CNN, London.
As far as I see it, nothing's changed.